It was the third and final reading of a water rate ordinance that's been in the works for a while, but the ordinance on the table last night had been amended from the one recommended by city staff and the utility board. The new version allowed for a smaller increase by forgiving nearly $270,000 of debt that the fee-based water utility owes to the city's tax-based general fund. The council was split 4-3 on the amendment at its last meeting in December, and that rift remained Monday night. Councillor Mark Jensen said the city should go back to the original recommendation by staff so that the utility can raise enough revenue to support itself. Otherwise, Jensen said the council may be violating the city charter.
It states, "The council shall provide by ordinance for the establishment and operation of public utilities by the city and shall provide for their regulation, promotion, control, the fixing of the rates to be charged, which must provide a sufficient return to the city." And I would think that would mean raise enough money to make the utility operate in the black.
Jensen shared that opinion with councillors Ed Sarf and Dan Hickman. Hickman worried about forgiving general fund debt, as that fund will likely be needed in the future to help address upcoming needs. He explained that the debt in question is the result of a decision by the previous council to pay off $270,000 of the utility's bond payments in order to avoid high interest rates.
That is where this debt load came from, is the bond issues. We were saving the community money, and this council at the time, if my memory serves me correct, had no intent of potable water not paying this debt back to the general fund. They were getting charged a lot lower interest rate, and we saved the city money by doing what we did.
By forgiving the debt, Hickman thought the current council was not only going against city charter, but also against the intent of the previous council. According to Councillor Melinda Hofstede, this council was not bound by the actions of a previous council. With the many infrastructure repair costs now facing the water utility, Hofstede did not expect it could ever repay the debt, so she was a supporter of forgiving that debt in order to lessen the impact to ratepayers.
To take a debt that's on paper, we're not taking any money out that's earning any interest. It's an on-paper debt of $268,000 with all the millions of dollars that have been wasted out of the general fund to help almost every single person in this town and to keep the rates from breaking people in this town makes sense to me.
But the idea met with objections from not only three members of the council, but three members of the public who addressed the council Monday night. That included Robert Larson, who lives outside Petersburg's water system but within the city limits. He said he'd spent a fair amount of money developing his own water supply. He did not want his tax money going towards the water utility.
I'm very proud to pay my taxes. But it seems to me that with this action, I'm subsidizing somebody else that's not paying their fair share. And there's a fairness issue. There's also a policy issue that seems like needs to be developed regarding all of our enterprise funds. So I am not in favor of it.
Handing out a spreadsheet of general fund revenues and expenditures, Councillor Hofstede countered Larson's concern by citing the other sources of income in the fund besides property tax.
Of equal value is sales taxes, which come from people who don't even live here, come from those of us that live in the city limits, live out of the city limits, licenses and permits, federal grants, revenue sharing, state grants, state charges for services, fines, forfeits, miscellaneous revenues, general fund overhead, proceeds from general fixed assets, and interfund transfers. So it's not all made up out of property taxes. I've heard people say, well, it's not fair for me to pay property taxes and have it come out of my property taxes. It's a little over one quarter of what comes into the general fund.
Whatever the amount, Mike Tolson was still opposed to using tax funds to subsidize an enterprise fund. Tolson is chair of the utility board, which supported the original higher increase recommended by staff. He emphasized he was speaking only for himself, though, Monday.
Taking any part of the tax money that they pay, whether it's 1% or 100%, putting it on something they do not use, do not have, I feel is wrong. That's one of the reasons that I've been readily against it.
Still more concern came from Kurt Wallhuter. Wallhuter is chair of the city's Harbor Advisory Board, but like Tolson, he said he was only representing himself as he addressed the council Monday. Wallhuter opposed the debt forgiveness plan, even if it meant his rates would go up higher for his fishing business.
I can't speak for anybody else, but I understand that all my rates are going up, whether it's insurance or fuel or bait or anything else, and I just accept this as one more expenditure for my doing my business.
The public opposition didn't change anyone's minds on the council, which split the same way on the issue as it did last month. The amended ordinance passed on a 4-3 vote, with Hofstede, Dwyer, Haverlick, and Nilsen in support, and Jensen, Sarf, and Hickman opposed. The 25% rate increase takes effect this month, and water rates will go up another 15% in July. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.